This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved the Phase 5A of Delhi Metro worth over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, under this phase, three metro corridors, RK Ashram to Indraprasth, Aero City to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj have been approved and 13 new metro stations will be constructed. He said with this expansion, the Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations. At an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. 33,000 ton CO2 emissions every year will be saved because of these three corridors.
Mr. Vaishnav said in the last 11 years, revolutionary changes have been witnessed in the metro sector and India has become the third largest metro network in the world after China and the USA. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the new corridor approved today will enhance connectivity, reduce congestion on road and improve air quality. Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of seven accused in the Red Fort blast case by 15 days, remanding them to jail till January the 8th. Additional sessions judge Prashant Sharma remanded Dr. Adil Rathir, Dr. Muzammil Ghanai, Dr. Shaheen Saeed, Maulvi Irfan Ahmed Waghai, Jaseer Bilalwani, Amir Rashid Ali and Shoaib in judicial custody after they were produced before the Patiala House Court. President Draupadi Murmu has said the evolving geopolitical environment and emerging security challenges demand quicker, smarter and more accurate decision-making. The president stated this while addressing the probationers of the Indian Defence Account Service 2024 batch at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. She stressed on the need to actively support the government's ambitious Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan by encouraging indigenous production, strengthening local supply chains and promoting domestic industry. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the centre's contribution under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MG Narega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the President has assented to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said, under the scheme, states are treated not as mere implementing agencies but as partners in development, empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. In Maharashtra, after weeks of negotiations, the Shiv Sena UBT and the Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena MNS today announced a formal alliance for the Brihan Mumbai municipal corporation elections and other municipal polls, including in Nashik. The announcement was made by cousins Uddhav Thackeray and Raj Thackeray during a joint press conference in Mumbai. Elections for 29 municipal corporations, including Mumbai and Pune, are scheduled for the 15th of January. In Russia, three people, including two police personnel, were killed in an explosion in Moscow today. According to the Russian Investigative Committee, the explosion occurred after traffic police officers tried to arrest a suspicious person near their patrol car on a street. Emergency services, investigators and forensic experts have started conducting probe at the site of the incident. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the session with marginal losses today ahead of Christmas holiday. The Sensex fell by 116 points to close at 85,409, while the Nifty dipped 35 points to settle at 26,142. Star India all-rounder Deepthi Sharma has topped the ICC Women's T20 International Bowling Rankings for the first time in her career. In the latest rankings released yesterday, the 28-year-old off-spinner's haul of one wicket for 20 runs in the first T20 international match of the ongoing series against Sri Lanka in Vishakhapatnam helped her dethrone Australian fast bowler Annabel Sutherland. And with that, we end this news bulletin.